I'm Bill Meyer, and my special guests are the authors of a brand new book about to come out called Fire Your Excuses. And they also have a website, fireyourexcuses.com. They're clinical psychologists, they're speakers, and they're authors, Dr. Marcus Dayhoff and Dr. Bill Diamond. And a few years ago, they had this passion to help people fire their excuses, to overcome some of those obstacles, those self-imposed obstacles that get in the way of their success, whether that be career, whether that be health, relationships, spiritual life. And they're approaching those in this this brand new book. And Marcus, let me get back to something you were talking about before the break. You were saying that, first of all, we have to choose our pain. And I think part of what you're getting at is you say, okay, there are some painful aspects to the way I'm living my life right now. Am I happy with that? Am I just going to, you know, roll with that for the rest of my life? Or am I going to say, you know what, I'm ready to take on a different kind of pain, the pain of pushing through these excuses and making some changes, even though initially it may hurt a little bit. It may hurt a little bit to give up those donuts. It may hurt a little bit to start, you know, jogging a mile every day or sending out a couple resumes a week or whatever it might be. But that pain, that will be, you know, you could call it pain, but I think I'd say it is positive change, that we can make that sacrifice because in the long run, it's going to be better for us. Is that basically, did I summarize that correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the direction we're going here is just saying, you know what, we got to make some positive choices because what we're doing is not getting us where we want to go. We've got to definitely put a line in the sand. And for me, kind of choosing the pain was saying, you know what, so to speak, the analogy of the donuts, when they show up, I am consciously going to take a step out of the room and just kind of regroup and try to put myself in a place that I want to feel after the seminar, after the end of the day, of saying, you know what, I took some real positive steps. I was able to use a technique of saying, you know what, the pain of stepping out of the room is not going to hurt as much as feeling the sometimes the guilt and the other things that we throw on ourselves after we made some choices that continue to kind of put us back. So kind of that forward thinking and trying to say this is the outcome that I'm going to achieve, and I don't have to be victimized to some of the things that I've put in the past. I'm going to take some steps, and I'm going to go back to that decoration. You know, I made a choice that this day I'm going to do some things that I've committed to guide to myself, to others that are going to help me have better results, and I'm not going to be the victim to my compulsions.